Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court upholds talk therapy under the First Amendment. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this was a great decision out of the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that ruled that talk therapy counseling, and you know, we always use that term, it's not conversion therapy or anything like that that the other side likes to use, but talk therapy counseling used to treat these struggling minors with unwanted gender confusion is speech protected by the First Amendment. I mean, we've been saying that all along, and it's so reassuring to see an appeals court agree.
Yeah, we've been litigating in this area since 2012. We filed the first lawsuits against California, and then the second against New Jersey. And we've been litigating and eventually won two cases at the Court of Appeals in the 11th Circuit on behalf of Rob Otto and others that were our plaintiffs in those two cases. And that was the first win that occurred in all of the country. And that ultimately set up the conflict regarding the case in Colorado that came down after our cases that went the other way. And that now has been argued before the United States Supreme Court. Will have a decision by the end of June. But this case, in the meantime, is the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And this particular case involves a 2023 Michigan law that banned minors and thus counselors from providing talk therapy or counseling to help them overcome unwanted gender confusion, same-sex attraction, same-sex behaviors. They were allowed to only have one viewpoint on this, namely pro-gender confusion, pro the fact that you can go through surgery and have puberty blockers and hormones and mutilate your body, but they couldn't get or receive counseling that would help them overcome that mental disorder.
Right, and that's the same situation that we faced in Florida. These bands in these counties and cities were saying you can push the minors toward surgery, toward this, but you cannot help them with the root cause of the problem that they're suffering with. It's a viewpoint discrimination, basically.
Yeah, in fact, this actually started in California, and all of the local and statewide laws that are similar have virtually identical language. The person who started it in California is now a member of the Democratic House in Washington, D.C., a representative from California. But this particular law was one-sided. It prohibits one viewpoint on human sexuality.
And that's very clear what they're trying to do here.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to shut down anybody. They're trying to shut down the idea or the very possibility or the reality, in fact, that people can change.
And then don't forget that this industry is a billion-dollar industry, so they are making a lot of money.
Yeah, you've got the LGBTQ people that have a narrative that, oh, this is hardwired, and so this is just who I am. I can't help it, so you need to accept me. It's kind of like race. They started off that way, interestingly, in order to get protections using, quote, sexual orientation as the rubric to get a protection, saying that, you know, they're either homosexual or they're lesbian, and they were just born that way, and therefore you need to protect them just like somebody who's born African-American or Hispanic. That's something that is genetic.
The way God made you.
That's what they're trying
to... There's no change in that.
They're trying to argue that that's in the same category as how God made, you know, race.
Right.
And ethnicity. Then, however, once they got a foothold in the law and the legislation, they started to talk about gender fluidity, that it's like a ever-flowing, changing river, and that you can change your quote-unquote gender over time.
Every day you wake up, you're somebody different.
But they still don't like the idea that somebody was a former homosexual, former lesbian, or former person who wants to identify as something that God did not create.
Which is really tragic, Matt, because God comes in, as you know, and you and I have experienced, and many others, And whatever sin you're dealing with, he can come in and change your heart, change your life, and help you align with who he created you to be.
Yeah, a new creation.
Exactly.
The old has passed, the new has come. That's what the scriptures say.
You die to yourself, and he makes you alive in him.
Yeah, and new creation occurs. And they don't want that, and so that's why they want to shut down any communication. Same kind of thing as in abortion. They don't want sidewalk counselors giving a pro-life message to people that might change their mind. Here, they don't want people that are struggling to have an option to change. But the good news is this court, in a 2-1 decision, found that it violated the First Amendment. I think the Supreme Court will also find that this law out of Colorado violates the First Amendment. However, that I think will be a good decision. Of course, it's not handed down yet. We'll have to wait till later this year. The court term ends at the end of June. So sometime between now and then, the Childs versus Salazar case out of Colorado will be handed down. But I believe this is a good decision as part of this momentum that we're seeing to give freedom to counselors and clients and parents. But I also think that there are states and some local governments that are so ideologically in line and supportive of this LGBTQ agenda that no matter what the Supreme Court says, they're not going to voluntarily repeal their laws. And I think we'll have to go into some of these states and local governments to force them under court order to repeal these laws that are struck down.
I think it was interesting, going back to the Sixth Circuit and their decision, one of the judges noted that the Michigan law that bans minors from talk therapy noted that this law wandered into a constitutional no man's land. And he wrote that the Michigan law discriminates based on viewpoint by permitting speech or on gender confusion to only the viewpoint the government itself approves. There you go, right there, bottom line.
Yeah, and so this particular law was pretty stiff in its penalties. Violations for the therapist included possible loss of their license and fines up to $250,000.
And you know, the government has no place inside a counselor's office. No place.
And where does the government draw the line between someone who's just providing information and somebody who's providing counsel for a change? And so what happens in these counseling sessions is, in order to not lose their license or jeopardize the threat of loss of license or $250,000 fine, counselors will not touch this with a 10-foot pole. Even Christian counselors, we found, they will avoid this. So individuals that come in that are struggling with gender issues, they're confused, they need help. Instead of getting help, the counselors either tell them they can't talk about that or they toe the line of the government.
Which goes against everything, why they even got into being a counsel in the first place.
Exactly. And, you know, we've seen this with a lot of Christian counselors. They're not bold enough to stand up for what's right and for what's true. We have some really good counselors with some of the people that we've represented that were willing to put their names on the line in a lawsuit, knowing that they would be targeted, could be picketed. They could have their lives and their businesses in jeopardy, but they were willing to put their lives on the line, and therefore they won. This was a case that was a nonprofit organization, a group of Catholic organizations, and a private counselor challenged the Michigan law as a speech-based restriction. And the judge in this case, Kethledge, noted that the Michigan law codifies a particular viewpoint, namely that sexual orientation is immutable. That's the particular viewpoint that they're trying to say. You can't change. And therefore, it is not good to provide counseling suggesting that you can change. It says, when the government targets particular viewpoints taken by speakers on a subject, the violation of the First Amendment is all the more blatant. And in this particular case, the judge said, on this issue, the law is clear. The Michigan law restricts speech, not conduct, finding that it violates the First Amendment.
You know, it's really bizarre to me that someone could think they could go into an office, a counselor's office, and the counselor would say, well, you know, if you think, Matt, that you're really a woman, you can go ahead, you can be a woman. I mean, really? How could those words come out of your mouth? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. This is ultimately a rebellion against God to reject mm-hmm. how God created you. He created you as, he created humans as male and female. And he created us in a beautiful way, great design. It's his design. And when you say that you are wanting to create yourself in your own image, it's a direct rebellion against God. These laws are unconstitutional. Frankly, they're dangerous. And their time has come to an end. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.